Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Geek Valley Social Club. Today, we have a first, another first for the Geek Valley Social Club. Actually, we have two firsts. I am on location in Casa de Creason. I have two guests with me. I have four guests. I'm sorry. Two have already been on the show, Carl and Abraham. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
How's it going, guys?
All right, so those two we've already had on the show before, so they're already part of the Geek Valley Social Club. The other two, they're first-timers, so I have Monique is on the show today. Say hi, Monique.
What's up, everyone?
And we have Finn, which is the first. Finn is eating. Finn is a cat, so Finn is my first cat on the show. So,
Hell yeah.
And Finn is, everyone is geeked out. We're all geeked out. I am in full Spider-Man outfit. Carl and Monique are rocking some Star Wars t-shirts, Han Solo and Princess Leia. Finn has a Baby Yoda or Grogu t-shirt on. And Abraham is dressed up like Captain America. He's got the shield and everything. We will have pictures on the Geek Valley Social Club Instagram page that you can see. But we are full geek mode for this one. But since the last episode that we had with Abraham and Carl, I asked all my guests who their favorite superhero is and why. Since Monique, this is your first time, I would like to know who is your favorite superhero and why.
Catwoman. And anyone who knows me knows that I love cats. I've been a cat fan forever. So the fact that a superhero is a cat, it's hella cool.
Yeah.
Hella cool.
And she is hella cool.
Yes. Yes. Hell yeah. No, she's just hella cool. And the fact that she's a cat, that makes it even cooler.
Well, she dresses up like a cat and she's a cat burglar. And yeah. Can I ask you a couple quiz questions on Catwoman?
I don't know a lot, but I'll try.
Is she part of the DC universe or the Marvel universe?
Marty. How to ask me that? Can I take a line or what is that? Can I call a friend?
You want to call a
Can
friend?
Can I call a friend?
All right, who are you calling?
My husband. Go ahead, Bubble.
All right, he's DC.
All right, yeah, that's correct. She pointed at me like, is that right? I was like, yeah,
she doesn't trust me.
That is correct. Okay, what weapons does Catwoman use? Does she have a weapon?
Doesn't she use her claws?
Okay, that counts.
She uses her claws.
There's one main...
Her teeth? I mean, fucking Catwoman. I mean, cats have teeth. She should have sharp teeth. Okay. I mean, okay. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Oh, she has a whip. She has a whip.
There it is.
She has a whip. Thank you.
So claws, teeth, and a whip. This is awesome. All right. Now, who is her main nemesis, basically? Who's always trying to stop Catwoman? What superhero?
Batman.
Yes, she got it. She got it. Very good.
But Marty, I have a question. Don't they, like in one of the movies? Sorry, I'm...
Go ahead.
Forgive me. I love her because she's a cat. Well, part cat, but... isn't there a part where her and Batman are on the same side?
Yes. And actually, in the comics right now, they've actually been married. They are together. Yes. So
right. She becomes a good, like, she's not evil. She becomes good.
Yeah. She was always one of those anti-heroes, you know, like Deadpool. He's like not a bad guy, but he's a bad guy. So since, let's talk, what last time we had Abraham and Carl on the show, we were talking about a lot of the Marvel movies. And so let me ask you, as of right now, what is your favorite Marvel movie?
Oh, hands down, Guardians of the Galaxy.
That was Carl's answer. Now, out of all the Marvel movies, have you seen all of them?
No.
Nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of them. But last time we talked to Carl, there was a lot that he hadn't seen. Have you caught up?
Well, Dan, to be honest, no, I have not caught up.
So since the last episode, when we talked about you these movies, you still haven't watched any of them.
Well, I've watched Captain America, the First Avenger.
First Avenger.
Then Deadpool 1 and 2.
Okay.
Actually, I really like Deadpool more.
Oh, that's okay.
But,
that's
fine.
You had 3 months.
Yeah, I know.
Is that how long it's been since you had 3 months?
I'm sorry, guys.
It's all right. It's all right. So also last time we talked, we had taken a trip to Downtown Disney.
Yes.
Which we have done again. Oh, I'm sorry. We got our our fourth guest, Finn, has just joined the conversation. Can we get him? Can Finn say anything right now? Can we get Finn to say anything? Let's see.
He says hello.
Yeah. Yeah. That is Finn, everybody. First time. This is the first time for the Geek Valley Social Club. Our first ever feline friend. Finn, for right now, you can be the Geek Valley Social Club mascot.
That's a yes. That's a yes.
He's in. He's in. Finn is in. All right. Way to go. Finn, who's your favorite superhero and why? Oh, I like him too. Like him too. That's good.
Good choice.
Excellent. And Finn, Finn's done. That was the Finn interview, people. My first ever animal interview.
Well, actually, he's just laying
he
down.
Likes the child.
Finn is rocking a Grogu t-shirt. He's rocking it well, which ironically enough was originally for a dog, but you know, Finn made it work. Finn don't care. All right. So, like I said, last time we had you guys on, we had just come back from Downtown Disney. And ironically enough, we just took another Downtown Disney trip. So I want to talk about the differences from the last trip to this trip. Obviously, since the last time we went, they opened up Buena Vista Street, which was actually pretty cool because that time you're actually in the park as opposed to being like just in Downtown Disney. But I want to talk to you guys about that experience compared to the last experience. How did you guys feel? Actually, we'll start with Abram. Let's start with you. How did you feel this time around as opposed to the first time?
I've pretty much the same things. I felt like I got more of the handle how everything needs to be, how guidelines are for safety, you know, measurements. And then I was a little bit nervous walking into California Adventures just because I didn't know if they had different rules in there. But it was basically the same thing. Just that, you know, that everything expanded. Everything was a little bit more to go places and to, you know, shop, eat. A lot more restaurants opened up, a lot more shops opened up, and it gets me more excited. So to me, it's definitely the same, just the only difference is more areas to be in.
Yeah, it definitely feels like we're getting closer, right, to an opening.
Definitely.
You know, like I said, hopefully soon we actually get more of the park. So Carl, compared to the first time or last time we were on the show, we went to Downtown Disney, to compare to now, how did it feel? Did it feel better? How'd you feel about going in this little larger area?
You know, like Abraham said, it's the same thing, but when they opened Buena Vista Street, it was nice that you got into one of the parks, even though you didn't go far, but it still feels nice. Like
closer. We just
and
got closer.
I was telling Marty and Abraham, like, we gotta get a churro here at the at the park to make it feel like
we're in the park.
We're in the park, because you know I'm sure that a lot of people miss being in the park, and this was one of the opportunities. And honestly, it was really nice to able to experience that again, even though it was close for more than close to a year now,
yeah.
Right?
Definitely way more packed than last time. Oh, yeah. I mean, still social distancing guidelines, everything, masks, everything was still there, and they were still just as strict. But from the last time we went, there were definitely more people. So now Monique didn't go with us either time. She's waiting for the park to be open. But actually, let's get into this real quick. Monique actually did go to Downtown Disney. So I recently had a birthday. And one of my bucket lists as a lifelong geek was I wanted a lightsaber, like a genuine, real deal lightsaber. And when they opened up Galaxy's Edge, I wasn't able to make my own lightsaber. And now that the park is really closed, you can't do that. But they started selling the legacy lightsabers. And I was like, all right, well, you know, next time we go, I'm definitely going to get me a lightsaber. And I was like, it's going to be my birthday present to myself. It's going to be amazing. We're going to go to Downtown Disney, you know, whether the park's open or closed or whatever, Downtown Disney, since they sell the legacy lightsabers, and I was going to get one. That's all I was talking about for the last month. These guys surprised me with an actual, from Downtown Disney, legit legacy lightsaber. And I wanted the reforged Skywalker lightsaber, just because at that point, that specific one had gone through several hands and stuff, and it looked just, I just like the way it looked too, so. But Carl and Monique here, they are from California, but they do not live in Anaheim. So, driving, it would be 6 hours, 5-6 hours driving. Okay, these guys jumped on a plane on a Saturday morning, flew to Anaheim to pick up a lightsaber for me. I didn't know any of this was happening. This is a surprise birthday present. They flew that morning, went to Downtown Disney, got me a lightsaber, and came back the same day. Like, people go, like, they did this like as if they were going to, like, the grocery store to buy milk. They're like, oh, we got to go get Marty's lightsaber. So, I mean, that was amazing. But since Monique went to Downtown Disney that trip, how was your experience at Downtown Disney? How was it?
Marty, I was stressed. I was stressed.
The happiest place on earth or outside the happiest place on earth?
Because we were on a timeline.
I got you.
We were on a timeline and we went, but we had a flight back. You know, we had a catcher. We went at 7 in the morning. We got there like at 8:30, had breakfast. Downtown Disney didn't open till 10. Our flight back home was 3.
Okay.
And the store that sold the lightsaber, there was a waiting list to get into the damn store.
Because they that's right.
And I was stressing out because I'm like, we came here for this lightsaber. We're on this wait list. Are we going to get it in time? So it was stressing me out.
I'm sorry I had to put you through that. But I absolutely appreciate it. It was the last thing I was expecting. And then the way they presented it to me, I come into their home. The lights are dimmed. Star Wars music is playing. I honestly thought they were just watching one of the movies. But they were playing it for my entrance to come in. It was at night. I walk into the living room. There's a huge banner, which I will actually take a picture of, and I'll post it on the Geek God Search Club Instagram page. There's a huge banner. It's got two lightsabers. It's in the font of the crawl that you see at the beginning of all the Star Wars movies. And it says, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, happy birthday, Marty. And like I said, the fonts are on point. It looks like the stars. Like I said, you'll have to take a look at the Geek Valley Social Club Instagram page. I'll post a picture of it, but balloons everywhere, Star Wars, like, decor all over the place. Surprise, several of my friends I didn't know were going to be here were here. It was just an amazing thing. And then I opened up a couple little cards, one of which was a fold-out lightsaber, and I was like, oh my god, like, that's awesome. Like, I can't wait to go to Downtown Disney so we can get a real one. And I said, technically, this is my first ever lightsaber, this card that flung out. I'll actually put that up on the Geek Bell Social Club Instagram page, too. So they hand me this huge box. I open up the huge box, and it is full of tissue paper, like the tissue wrapping paper or whatever, not actual toilet paper or anything like that. So I'm going through this box thinking, oh, there's going to be like a gift card or a card at the bottom of this box. I'm like flailing papers all the way around. And then finally, like the last piece of paper that I grab, underneath it is the actual case unit that holds the actual Legacy lightsabers. And instantly when I saw that, I knew exactly what it was, and I couldn't believe these guys had done that. And then the fact when I heard the story that they just went that morning to go get it, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, you just, on a whim, I'm going to go to Disneyland, even though I don't live in Anaheim. I'm going to go to Disneyland. So that.
It was a team effort. Even though me and Carl went to go get it, freaking Carl and Abraham were planning for months on how to present it.
Months.
Since early December?
December, we were talking about it.
Probably because it was the only thing I kept talking about when they opened. Since they opened Galaxy's Edge, just all I've been talking about, I gotta get a lightsaber. I can't believe I don't own one. What kind of geek am I? What kind of Star Wars fan am I? I don't have a lightsaber. I gotta get one of these. So I love you guys. That was awesome. That's one of the like craziest things anyone's ever done for me. One of the craziest gifts.
Don't forget the blade.
Right. So it's just the actual lightsaber. You purchase the blade separately, but you know, in the box was only a lightsaber, which I was super stoked. I was like, oh, and then one of these guys mentions like, oh yeah, we'll have to get you the blade next time we go, or you know, I didn't care at all. Carl sneakily walked off when I'm trying to like open up the lightsaber container, like so I can actually see the lightsaber, and he pops up behind me with the actual blade, and I was like, oh, these guys got everything for me. So that was pretty, it was a fun surprise. And I told him, I was like, I was happy just to have the lightsaber. Even if it didn't have the blade, I didn't care, because these things are beautiful. If you haven't seen them, I'll post, I've actually have pictures up right now on the Geek Busters Club website. These replicas are just amazing, and they're legit, and they're full-on licensed Disney Star Wars product. So it's actually, they did an excellent job. But since we're talking about Disney, and I asked the guys this question, but we'll do, oh, do you want to say?
One more thing. For your birthday too, I want to just give a shout out to Silent because she did, she was a part of it.
Yes.
And she did get you an awesome almond.
Oh, yes.
Burnt almond cake from Peter's Bakery.
Which is a famous bakery in San Jose, California. Shout out to Peter's Bakery, if you're listening. anyone who goes to San Jose, California, stop by Peter's Bakery because they make amazing cakes.
Yes.
And it's been a birthday week full of amazing cakes, actually. So especially someone who's been doing keto for a month and a half, took a break to have cake while,
what's
you
this?
Know.
What's this?
I was going to enjoy my birthday with a lot of, like, terrible food. Cake is good. But... let me ask. Thank you. I appreciate. I love you guys. I appreciate that. That was awesome. It was a good surprise. I asked the guys as well. Ask again for this interview here, and I'll go around. I'll go around the room here. Disneyland opens up only one ride. What ride is it going to be? And let's just say that let's just say for a year, you're only going to get one ride. I'll start off with Carl since you're right next to me. What ride is Disney opening in this California Adventure or Disneyland? Doesn't matter which one, but you can only get one ride.
So when you asked me this question, it took me a while to think about it.
Okay.
If you remember, I was thinking about it. And then we came up with Space Mountain, but Hyperspace Mountain.
Hyperspace Mountain, because that's the Star Wars theme one.
So I will believe it. That's the ride I will ride on.
So that's the ride you want. If they can only open up one ride, Hyperspace Mountain for you. Monique, one ride. Only one ride gets open. What ride are you choosing?
Hands down, Pirates.
Pirates?
Hands down.
Now, why Pirates? Talk to me.
Pirate? I mean, Johnny Depp, dude. Johnny Depp.
He needs work.
I want to see him.
Johnny Depp needs work. Let's hopefully he's out there.
I just love it. You get the whole shebang with it. You get, like, the falls that, you know, are
that
thrilling.
That first fall, yeah, okay.
But then you get, like, the scenery, too. You get both. And it's a long ride.
It's a show. Mm-hmm. You get a show.
All right.
Abraham?
I got to go with Guardians of the Galaxy Breakout Terror. I mean, there's no other ride like that. Roller Coaster is definitely, like, the most legit original ride, but there's no other ride that takes you, you know, goes up, down like an actual elevator, but it's like a big enough size to fit a whole bunch of people, make you feel, you know, comfortable when you're sitting down if you know there's handles there and you could grab onto them to, you know, prepare yourself. Guardians of the Galaxy for me.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a terrifying one, actually. Only because I normally don't do... well, but simulated fear, but you know, I've been on it. My first time I was on that ride, actually, I thought, again, you see the building, you know what it does. And again, I was a late bloomer to Disneyland, so I went when it was Guardians of the Galaxy. I didn't go when it was Tower of Terror. Mm-hmm. I didn't go when it was that, but I went when the Guardians. And I thought the ride is going to go up. And then it's going to drop us. That was the ride. You're going to go up. There's going to be little things on the screen. It's going to tell a little story. And the whole point of the thing is, like, every level, you go up higher and higher. And then at the end, you drop. That's what I was ready for. That's what I had prepared for. I was way wrong. Like, I didn't know that they shoot you up, shoot you down, shoot you, like up and down, like, back and forth. And again, I... was not ready for this. I didn't know there were handles on the side that you can hold on to. So my body was flailing around, like free falling. Like I was not ready for what happened. And I'd have to find it to post it on the Geek Valley Source Code website. But you can see me screen the picture they take, like the last drop or whatever. One of the drops, they take a picture of you, like some of the rides, like unexpectedly. I am screaming, like, it is real fear that if I find that picture and post it, it is actual fear I am feeling because I was not ready for that ride. But yeah, I would not pick that ride. I'm good on that. I've been on it a couple other times now, but I've learned how to like strap myself in a little tighter, suck in my gut before I like put on the safety belt. I knew, you know, I should have known something was up when we walked into a cage. Like it was a cage. You sit down, but it's like a cage. Like I was like, That's weird, but it's probably so people don't fly. Like, I don't know. But yeah. Oh, for me, my ride I would choose. I'm gonna go with Carl on this one in Hyperspace Mountain. That's like one of my favorite rides there. The fact that it's all Star Wars themed, it is somewhat of a roller coaster. I would pick that one just because, you know.
So let me ask you this: with the Hyperspace Mountain, I know Disney's really good at this, but did it make, when you get on the ride, did it make you feel like you're part of the, like, how you say?
The journey?
Yeah, you're part of the journey.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, again, because it's not just, I mean, they, even waiting in line, they had C-3PO was talking to you, and they they actually had, Disneyland is good at immersing you in, like, they make you feel like, okay, I'm not just in a line. Like, when you're in, like, the Hyperspace Mountain line, you feel like you're part of, like, the Star Wars universe, because they have, like, a ship, they have C-3PO talking, you hear R2 in the background, so they immerse you in that, and all that stuff, like, you know, like, the way, like, you just kind of see, like, you feel like you're part of it.
Because before, it was just pitch dark, and you're just
flying
through stars, but now there's
Star Wars
spaceships, you see them battling.
Yeah, space. You see the Death Star, you see all that stuff. Yeah. You go through that journey of exploding.
The Star Wars theme music.
Yeah, you hear that music hits. But like I said, they're good at, like, when you're in a Indiana Jones ride, when you're in that line, you're like in the jungle. You feel like you're on like one of those adventures. Like they immerse you, even because, again, they're aware people have to wait in line. So they, like, you're so hype. And then what? Like, right when you get closer to the Indiana Jones ride, they have that real plane of, like, that doctor, like, talking about Indiana Jones is inside the temple. Like, they make you feel like you're a part of it. So it's actually, they're pretty good at doing all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Disneyland is actually really, really cool.
Yeah.
Like, I like how, like, you know, and I'm excited for, I was excited when they opened up the Galaxy's Edge, you know, immersing you in that world of Star Wars. Seeing like the X-Wing park, seeing like Kylo Ren's, was it his TIE fighter? It was like another, like, I don't know if it was a TIE fighter, I forgot what's the name of his ship, but then again, seeing the life-size Millennium Falcon, like, it's stuff like that where it's like awesome. So I'm excited for Avengers Academy, Marvel, like, you know, and we got a little glimpse, like, you know, there's a wall there, but you can see like some sort of buildings being, like, already made. So, like I said, I can't wait for the park to open, because that's going to open with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or unless maybe they open some of that up, because that's in Buena Vista area, right?
Because as we're walking down that lane, you're walking right in front of where you should be entering Avengers Academy, Avengers Campus. So
yeah.
Who knows? Maybe you have to get special tickets. But, I mean, if they open that up, that would be awesome, you know?
Yeah. And then there was talk, I think, right, about, like, them possibly opening up the other Star Wars ride, not the Millennium Falcon one, but what's the
Resistance?
Yeah, the Rise of the Resistance ride. I heard there was even talk about maybe trying to open that up, but we'll see. Like I said, hopefully this time next year we do have a park that's open and we can experience all these things. So Disney's got like a lot of exciting stuff, but with Buena Vista area opening up, more restaurants, it's just more park. It's just more Disney that we get. Like, even though they're kind of spoon-feeding us, but, I mean, safety first, I get it, but...
Exactly. They're getting us ready. You know, they're making us get that Disney fever going.
Yeah, which, again, we already have, but I'm definitely on the side of, like, all right, you know, I'd rather be safe than sorry. Like, you know, I get that, but, you know, hopefully soon. Hopefully this time next year, next time we talk about this, we're talking about actually being in the park or whatnot. So.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Definitely.
Did I ask you? I'm going to ask Monique here. Since you're rocking a Star Wars t-shirt, have you seen all the Star Wars movies? Have you seen a Star Wars movie?
I've seen a Star Wars movie. I have not seen them all.
Okay.
I'm more familiar with the newer Star Wars movies.
Okay. And how do you feel about those?
I love them.
Yeah.
I love them. Finn, Rey, Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
All of it. BB-8. Shoot. The dark BB-8. I don't know his name. Shoot.
I can edit that later.
No, I like the newer ones. My husband Carl, he likes the older ones, but I'm just feeling the newer ones.
Yeah, no, I definitely appreciate like the newer ones too. I know some people have problems with them, but you know what? We're still getting Star Wars movies. We're still like, this universe ain't going anywhere.
Finn came out.
Finn, our special guest Finn, our Geek Valley Social Club mascot Finn, is walking around again. There he's on Abraham's lap, just enjoying himself. And I think you hear the dogs in the background. That's maybe why he came in. he's like, no, I don't think so. Oh, man. So I wanted to talk about WandaVision, but we can't get too into it because Carl here has just started it. But you are two episodes in?
I'm two episodes in, not going for the third, yes.
Okay, well, two episodes in. What do you think about it so far?
Like, so far, I like it. I want to continue watching it. But I believe that the first two episodes is more of an introduction to them, right?
Yeah, to that. You get a bit of that universe. Spoilers real quick. If you haven't seen WandaVision, we're going to talk about the first two episodes real quick. So spoilers. Granted, the show, as of this recording, the show is pretty much like, I think it has two episodes left, but just on the off chance. So you did watch Endgame and Infinity War, right?
No, I have not.
So this is your first introduction of these two characters?
Yes, correct.
Oh, okay. Okay, so let's break it down who they are. You can't see it, but Abraham is so disappointed that Carl does not know who these characters are other than what he's seen on WandaVision. So basically, Vision came in Age of Ultron, which you've seen. Mm-hmm. So you know him there. You know Vision from there.
Yes.
Same thing with Wanda. Yeah Wanda actually, came from Age of Ultron. So you're familiar. Well, what you don't know is why they're together in the show.
Right.
So in Infinity War, we find out that after Age of Ultron, Wanda and Vision kind of went off on their own and spent a couple of years together, and that's where they like fell in love and, you know, they started some kind of connection there. So that's why after Endgame, spoilers, Carl, you know, Vision gets, you know, taken out. And apparently because of that, at the time, Wanda must be super heartbroken, so she finds a way to bring him back. So that's what you're watching. You're watching her reality of, I have my man back again. So
you're watching Wanda's Vision.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So like I said, it's not Wanda and Vision, it's WandaVision, kind of like one word, kind of like television. So like, that's why we're watching these shows. Like it's her, she's basically altering reality with her hex abilities. Like, we don't know the extent of her powers, she's like a witch or magic or whatever, but now we're getting into how powerful she is because she's basically created a whole reality. So the first two episodes you saw are an introduction of like, oh, hey, we're like in the like 30s or whatever era it was. And then we get into like, you know, so each episode you're going to see is a different era of television, which they do an excellent job of. So you're in for a nice ride. After we record, we're going to watch a couple more episodes. We're going to watch a couple more episodes of this. So, Monique, is there anything else you geek on other than cats and Star Wars?
Selena.
All right.
Sorry to bring this in.
No. If that's how you geek, that's, dude, all, you know, let your geek flag fly. So what did you think of? Okay, first of all, let's go to the movie. J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, what did you think of her performance as Selena?
I loved her in it. I think she portrayed her beautifully. Oh. Awesome.
What would you rate it, 1 out of 10?
10.
10? Oh, wow. She gets a 10.
She portrayed Selena beautifully. Like, her personality, her genuineness, the
authenticity. Yeah, sounds good.
Her being humbled, how she felt toward her fans. She loved them. I feel like J-Lo portrayed her awesome.
Okay, so, and that movie was like, how old is that movie?
Like 95.
95. So okay.
7.
So, was it this year? Last year. Last year the show came out. Or was it this year?
This year. Early this year.
Early this year, the Selena on Netflix TV show. Did you watch it?
Yes.
What did you think? Talk to me.
I loved it. It. I know a lot of people did not like it because they said it felt like a lifetime movie, and the show didn't do Selena justice, and they could have portrayed her better, but I felt like it was awesome. I felt like the person who played Selena did an awesome job. She comes out in Twilight.
The girl who played Selena comes out on Twilight?
Yeah.
Who did she play? Apparently, I'm letting my Twilight geek show because I'm like, wait, I watched all those movies. Oh, what are you talking about?
She's the, I forget her name, but she's the geeky girl. Don't judge me. She's the geeky girl who takes pictures in Twilight with Bella.
Oh, what was her name? No, it wasn't Jessica, was it? No, what's her name? Oh my God. Jessica. No. That's her?
That's her.
She was part of the clique. She was the one that, like...
She took the pictures.
She had glasses. She wore, yeah. Really? That's the girl who plays Selena?
That's the girl who plays Selena.
I can look up her. She's the one that hooked up with the Asian dude.
Yes. That's her. She did it.
Wow. Oh, I did not know that.
And I think she did amazing. People were, like, criticizing her. And I'm like, Christian Serratos.
Wow. Okay. Dang. All right. Glasses really do change your look. See, Superman was right. I was like, dude, I don't remember. Wow, that's awesome.
But I just felt like with the series, it told a lot of the background of Selena, like things we didn't get to see in the movie because the movie was so time limited. The series got to tell you a little bit more about the family, a little bit how Selena became Selena.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked it. I loved it. And the music. Oh my God, the music.
I mean, who doesn't know?
Come on the floor.
I funny thing about that, guys, is I just kind of learned what that song meant. I didn't know what that song meant. It hits a little different when you know what it means. When you actually understand what the song is, you can like a song for how it sounds, but when you actually understand, like, oh, is that what that song was about? It's good.
Like,
it's,
growing up, I was rocking that song "Kulo" by Pitbull.
Kulo. You're like, yeah, this song's great. And then you find out, you're like, wait, what? I was a kid, Mom. How did you let me sing that? Oh, my God.
Shout out to Pitbull.
Dale. It's not all just superheroes with me. I'm cultured. I know Pitbull. All right, so.
But hands down, like, Selena, like, I love her, and, like, she'll always be, like, a legend. And, like, still, she passed away, what is it, like, 20, 25 years ago? Mm-hmm. We're still rocking her music.
Oh, yeah. It's just the beginning, too, so.
Wow. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Selena. I don't know. Okay. So, I'm going to start with you. I don't know if I asked you guys this, but if you could have one superpower, what would it be? Did I ask you guys this
last time? Yeah, you asked me and Carl the last.
All right, let me.
I'm willing to repeat it if you want some time.
First of all, since this is Monique's first time on the show, we're going to start with you.
So, like a superpower that I would.
Superpower. Yeah, like whose abilities would you want out of the superheroes that you know? Anybody. Mm-hmm. Any superhero. Like,
you want to read people's mind. Who does that?
Professor X. It's one of the ones that, or Jean Grey. Mm-hmm. So you want to now, really?
No, because in my profession,
it would help a big deal.
Okay, it would help a big deal to read people's mind because I feel like I in my profession, I'm a social worker. Like, to read their mind, like, would help a great deal.
All right, I could respect that. Yeah, all right,
don't lie to me. Don't lie to me.
Again, nobody would be able to lie to you. So, I mean, that could be a superpower on its own. Like, your mutant ability is like, people can't lie to me when I ask them a question. God, that'd be dangerous. That's a good power right there. Right? You know, I don't know. As far as I know, I think in one of the comics, not like an image book, there's a cat that it can actually detect when anybody is lying.
And what is the cat's name?
Oh my God, I forgot. Is Lion Cat? I don't know if people saw it, but like, we'll Google it. I'll show you. Like, you would actually dig that. Oh, but it goes, gosh. Liar.
Like, it's like a cat superhero.
It's something like that. Yeah, I don't actually read that book, but it's amazing. I do need to read it. But there is a cat that can detect when people are lying, and it actually says lying. Like, when it's around, it's like lying, so you know.
That's like perfect.
That is perfect for you. You can be that cat. Carl, any superpower? Or actually, I'll change it up from superpower to if you can be any superhero, what superhero would you want to be?
You know what? I forgot to mention that I have watched Superman, the classic with Christopher Reeve.
And he did start watching that, yeah.
I'm going to have to go with Superman on that one.
You're going to go with Superman?
Yes.
Because of Christopher Reeves?
And their power to fly.
All right. Carl loves flying.
I love flying. You know how much I love flying.
I do. I do know how much you love flying, which I don't. Abraham, any superhero, you can take over their abilities. Who are you picking?
I got to go with Thor. God of Thunder. You know, he's able to fly as well. He's super strong, super strength. He's able to just, you know, be super strong, and he's able to take on pretty much anything, anyone, you know, aka like the Hulk himself. Yeah. So if he could fight the Hulk and, you know, make it a draw, a match, you know, pretty sure he could take on anybody.
Can you give me your best impression of Thor? Give me a Thor Asgard.
Just the regular Thor Asgard?
But I mean, just Thor. You're Thor, so give me Thor Asgard. Give it to me.
I got actually another line.
Okay, go ahead. Whatever, from Endgame. Whatever feels right.
So it's when Thor meets the Guardians of the Galaxy in Infinity War,
okay,
and he finds out Gamora is the daughter of Thanos, and so he goes up to her and he walks up to her and he's like, "Your father killed my brother." So that's the best I could think.
That was good. That was okay. That was excellent. Oh my gosh. So, Carl, I think last time we talked about you're a geek and aviation.
Correct.
So, this is a story that actually does, I'm over here visiting, and Carl's like, I think I'll have a drink. He goes, oh, I got this, since he loves airplanes and anything that has to do with flying and whatnot, he goes, I got this aviation gin. I got it because I like the name.
True.
And I'm like, you know who makes that, right? Because on top of Carl liking flying and aviation and anything has to do with planes, one of his favorite heroes is Deadpool.
Correct.
Like, you love Deadpool.
I love his personality too.
Yeah. So I was like, you know who makes this gin, right? It's Ryan Reynolds. And he's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, you're drinking his gin. So it all comes full circle for you, Carl. Yeah. Your favorite superhero and the actor who plays him makes like one of your drinks.
Can't get better than that, guys.
Yeah, so Ryan, if you're listening.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it. Great drink, by the way.
You got to see, he loves it. He loves the aviation gin. I thought it was funny when I found out. I was like, you know what makes that, right? He's like, no. And I'm like, seriously?
It's like, I just went to the store and we were trying to find something, and I just saw, ooh. And I told Monique, I'm just going to buy it because I like the name.
Aviation. See, there you go. That's marketing right there.
Yeah.
There you go.
You got some marketing right there. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So now there's a lot of Star Wars stuff coming on. There's a lot of Marvel shows coming on. All right. Now, is everyone aware of what other Marvel shows are going to be on TV?
No.
No? No? Abraham, you're aware like what's coming up next and all that? Falcon, Winter Soldier,
Loki.
Yep. What If?
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool. So What If is basically Marvel came out with these comic books called What If, and it's like, what if Spider-Man wasn't bitten by a spider? You know, what if, let's just say for the movies, what if, spoiler, what if Iron Man didn't die but Captain America died? Like, what? So that's basically, this show is gonna be part of like these like stories of like, what if all the Marvel superheroes became zombies, which they did in the comic books. So we're gonna get that. So I'm excited for that. But I think up next is Falcon and Winter Soldier. Mm-hmm. Which, are you familiar with those characters?
No, I'm not.
Did you see both Captain America movies?
Just the first one.
Okay, so you know his buddy Bucky.
Yes.
Right? The one that...
Oh, yeah.
The one he loses. Spoiler alert. Bucky comes back as a hired assassin. They call him the Winter Soldier.
Okay.
So, did you see... So, then you don't know Falcon.
My bad.
Carl. What? What happened?
You know what?
What happened?
You know what? A lot of stuff is
you
coming...
have Disney Plus.
I do. You know what? I forgot to mention, too, I also watched Spider-Man. First one.
Okay. You know what? Wait, hold on. The first one.
The Spider-Man. Who was
wait,
the...
Wait, wait, wait.
Tobey
Maguire? Okay, yeah, because yeah, we got to clarify Spider-Man, because there have been like 100 of them.
No, it's
there's like
the...
7 people have played Spider-Man.
It's the one with Tobey Maguire, right?
In 2002, right?
Yes, that's the one I've seen.
Was it 2002?
I believe so. I could be wrong.
Oh, well, anyway, so you saw... And that's the... Is that the first Spider-Man you've seen?
Yes.
The very first... Yeah. So the first Spider-Man you've seen is the very first Spider-Man?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
What'd you think? I forgot to mention that one, and I did like that one. And I'm sorry, guys. I'm and I've seen some Marvel, but once we start talking, then like, oh, no, wait a minute, I did see that.
You're like, hold on, wait, I did see this one.
So, in one respects, I have been watching it, but not...
Yeah, all right.
You're getting a lot of heat right now, Carl.
I know, Carl, you're on the spot. Dude, people listening are going to be like, this guy needs to watch everything right now.
But I also watch DC, like Batman, Superman.
Yeah, yes.
And I love the Joker.
Actual Joker, the Joaquin Phoenix?
Yes.
All right, you really like that movie?
Yeah, I really like that one. I really do like that one.
Can you promise us you'll do your best to watch all the Marvel movies?
You know what? The next time when you invite me on this show, I will watch more.
Maybe before Avenger Campus opens up.
Okay.
So who knows?
just do your best.
I will do my best because you know, like, I do want to enjoy the campus. When it opens up, because you know you want to understand what's going on.
Yeah, of course. I mean, again, and you don't have to have all, you know, I mean, as long as you like the characters. But okay, so actually, since we're in Carl's home on location and I'm looking around, Carl has become another type of geek.
Uh-oh.
Carl has recently discovered Legos. Not just any Legos.
No.
Carl has been purchasing the Star Wars Lego sets. Correct. Now I'm looking at an X-Wing. I'm looking at the AT-AT Walker. And I'm looking at... What is that?
The Resistance
Transporter. No, I'm looking at stuff that would take me several months to build.
Yes.
Carl, you bring these home.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start, how long does it take you to build one of these? A day.
No.
A day.
Okay, so the most I spent was 3 days.
Okay.
A day.
No, 3 days.
But
I mean, for the most, so the longest.
3 days was the longest. 1 day is the shortest.
Oh my god! See, I'm looking at these. The AT-AT Walker alone, I would be like, I got the head done in like 6 weeks. Like I don't think I don't, you know, like I really, they look good though. Like, but I mean, so you're really digging. You're digging the Legos. No,
like I said, like we went to Downtown Disney. I want to go to the Lego store. But the problem is the line was too long. But when I went with Monique, we actually went into the store.
Yeah. And you were just like, this looks like fun. So you build your first one.
Yes.
And then you got the itch.
Yes.
You're like, you know what? I can keep doing this.
You know what? It was kind of more of a stress reliever for me.
Really? Oh, yeah. Wow. So you just kind of...
Like doing a puzzle then.
Like, yeah, it's like it makes you think.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like anybody who knows me... I also like to work on cars too. I like to,
Mr. Mechanic. Yeah.
Yeah. I like to work on things and like I like to build. I like to.
He's good with his hands.
No,
and not in a party.
Kids might be listening to
this. No. No, but honestly,
we're playing. We're joking.
I mean, you could also say I'm kind of a gearhead too.
Oh yeah, no, you definitely can say that. You definitely can see a Garrett. So I guess I did. That makes sense then. So,
yes.
You know, building something crazy. See, as far as me, that would give me stress. I'd be like, dang, I still have it. Because I used to build. I haven't done it in a while, but I would build Gundam model kits, and
okay.
it would take me forever to build them because I just really got to be in the mood, and then I'm like, all right, I'm kind of done with this right now.
Do you know by heart how many pieces is the AT Walker?
No, I just built it.
He's I just built it.
I just built it. I just opened a box, like, okay, let's start.
It's the largest one he built, though.
Yeah, that's why I was, like, looking at it. Is there instructions, or are you kind of just...
Oh, no, so it comes
with
instructions.
Are you a savant, or are you just like, I already know
so
how this goes?
So what's interesting with this Lego set, when you buy them, especially Star Wars that I like, when you open the box, they put like bag one, bag two, bag three.
Oh, so it's not, okay.
No, so it's like, sweet. it's all
just sorted out.
Yeah, it's sorted out. Then nice. You open the book, it says open bag one, and then this is the pieces to be in here. Then I start to organize it, then I just start building it.
Wow.
Sweet, wow. Okay, I didn't know that. That's, yeah, it makes things a little bit more easier.
And then what I like about the AT-AT, it has a little Luke Skywalker, if you remember from The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
Can you tell me? It's a little quiz here. Let's quiz Carl real quick.
No.
All right. If I remember, can you tell me? Okay. So that scene that we're looking at, the AT-AT Walker with the little Luke hanging down, you know, can you tell me what movie?
What The Empire Strikes Back?
When, what you call it? I'm sorry, not movie. Can you tell me? when we saw the AT-AT walkers, what planet were they on?
Oh man, I'm not
the, what was it was it was called what was the, yeah, what I was remember. The what was the snowy planet called? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember. But yeah. I know.
You don't remember?
It's like I can see it.
Monique, do you know the name Endor? Of the planet? No, it's not. It wasn't.
No, it's not Endor. No, I'm way off.
It wasn't on Endor.
I don't remember.
No. Hoth.
Oh, yeah.
It was Hoth. It was the frozen ice planet of Hoth.
All right, Marty, I got a quiz for you.
Go for it.
All right. Star Hoth. War, it's a crossover, Star Wars / Marvel.
Oh.
What Marvel movie reference that move?
Civil War.
Yes.
It was okay. Spider-Man.
Yeah. With the walkie thingies?
So for Carl, I want you to, I love who's playing Spider-Man now. The fact that we had Spider-Man movies, Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
But I really am enjoying
Tom Holland.
I'm liking him so much. I really want you to watch these movies with him because he does such a good job. Not to take away from the other actors, but just the Tom Holland ones are really, he's such a joy to watch. I'm glad he got that gig.
And some spoilers, when you're watching these movies, you'll see what they're planning to do later on with the rest of the Marvel Universe expanding.
Yeah, so as soon as
you get hooked, you're caught up to anything, I guarantee you, you'll be asking me and Marty some questions.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, let's turn over to you guys. Let's see. Do you guys want to ask me anything? Abraham just asked me something. Is there anything you want to know about my geek or?
Yeah. So you guys go ahead and think. What superhero would you be?
I'd be Superman.
Superman too.
Yeah, okay, I would be Superman too. So.
Okay, so for that's DC. What about Marvel?
Marvel. I'm looking like him right now. it would be Spider-Man. I would love to be Spider-Man.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I feel like I relate to this guy only without the smarts. But but yeah. You got any questions for me? You want to quiz me on something? What's up? What do you want to know? I'm here for you.
Tell me more about.
Talk to me.
I know a little bit about Catwoman, and I love her. I automatically said Catwoman because I'm a big cat fan.
Yeah.
Tell me what you know about Catwoman.
Selena Kyle. Oh man. Well, first of all, that's her name, Selena Kyle. She's like a awesome, like one of the in the DC universe, one of the most amazing like thieves, like cat burglars, I guess, to stay on brand. I liked her. I like her because she's like that anti-hero, like she looks after her own, but like with her there's still a code, like like no honor among thieves, but yet she's still kind of all about self. But there are certain books that portray her like she takes care of certain like people in the neighborhood or whatever, like some storylines, Elseworld stories where they have her where she like was maybe a prostitute who got tired of and she takes care of like the other girls in the city as this anti-hero. That's some stories they have her, like it's not what we call canon, like the main character storyline, but there are these offshoots that they do that one of them, like I said, she was kind of like a working girl and she was tired of it and started stealing.
Did she play the first Catwoman?
As far as I know, it's always been Selena Kyle.
Because I thought that there was like Michelle Pfeiffer played Catwoman one time.
Well, Selena Kyle is the character's name, Catwoman's actual name.
Oh, got it.
So, but I want to, well, again, there was the Batman TV show and stuff, but I think Michelle Pfeiffer probably played the best version that we've seen of Catwoman.
Okay.
I definitely think she's, not to take anything away from the other actresses. I mean, I love Halle Berry, but that was just a terrible movie that they made, the Catwoman movie. You probably don't remember it. Most people probably want to forget it.
But what about Anne Hathaway?
So my thing with Anne Hathaway, I love Anne Hathaway. All right. Princess Diaries all day. but A, she was never referred to as Catwoman. Like, I think they did say Selena, maybe. But she was never, like, the closest they got was in a newspaper in that movie. It said Cat Burglar. But she was never actually referenced as Catwoman. I just think that was a weird rendition of that character. I'm excited for the new Batman movie that's coming out with Robert Pattinson. Ooh. Back to Twilight. Robert Pattinson and Zoe Kravitz, I believe, who was playing Catwoman. Okay. So
Any word when that's actually supposed to come out?
I think there's still... Okay, so that's Warner Brothers and HBO Max. So HBO Max is releasing all of their... For 2021, everything coming out is going to be released in theaters, whichever ones are open, but they're also releasing them on HBO Max. I don't think that's one of them. That might be a 2022 release, maybe. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure, but I'm excited for that one. There's so many different Batman movies. So many different actors have played him. I'm sure everyone can find one that they like. I'm just happy that they're making more of these movies. That's how big of a geek I am. It's like, you know, I just keep giving me Star Wars movies. Keep giving me like superhero movies. I don't care if they bomb. They bomb. Just let's just keep trying. So, but I feel good about DC right now. I feel they're in a good direction. I'm excited for the Snyder Cut of Justice League. You know, I'm just ready. I'm here for it. Like, they have my money already. It's guys like, you know, not huge geeks like you guys, that you're the ones like, oh, maybe I'll go see this or maybe I won't or whatever. For me, it doesn't matter. I'm already going to go see it. They have my money. Like, there's a new Star Wars. I'm going. Like, it's that easy for me. So I guess I don't really count. But I don't judge these movies too harshly anyways, because, again, like I said, if I don't like it, I have several other ones that I do like, and it's not going to ruin the franchise for me. I'm not one of those people that, like, the new Star Wars movie sucks so bad. Oh, my God. They've ruined Star Wars. It's like, no, they didn't ruin Star Wars. I don't, you know, in my perspective.
Okay.
Like, you know, they didn't ruin Star Wars for me. Like, you know, there are people that have that mentality. I am not one of them. So I do like... For the show, like I said, we'll have pictures, but everybody is like geeked out. And I just noticed Monique's socks. She's wearing little Chewbacca socks.
I love him.
I like it. Can you give me some Chewbacca right now?
I don't speak his language.
Can you try? Can you give me your best Chewbacca? Give me your best Chewbacca. No. He's not wearing the socks. Come on.
Oh my God, Marty. Okay.
Come on. That wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. Right on. Right.
Carl's getting ready.
Oh my God, Marty.
That was great.
I'm not good at it though.
He does it better than me.
No, I don't even do
you,
it.
You got a chewy?
No, I don't got.
Oh, hit me!
I don't know whenever I made the noise.
Let me see. Hit me with the chewy. Oh, Abraham, you got a chewy? I don't do chewy. I don't got a chewy.
You gotta at least try after me.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
Okay. Hold on.
Then, and then we have the
fans
vote.
Here we go. Abraham's gonna give us his best Chewbacca right now. Hold on.
Okay, so I can't top that.
That was good.
I can't top that.
That was good. Well, you don't have to top it. I just want to hear it.
How about your best Donald Duck?
As Chewy.
My best. Can't talk anymore. My best Mickey Mouse.
Oh boy.
We did not say go.
It wasn't Chewy, but you know what? I will take it. I will take Mickey
Mouse.
He got
into it though.
He took a deep breath right before he was just like, let's do this.
That's good. Right. All right, you gotta enjoy yourself, right?
Oh my God.
Mickey Mouse.
You know what? I'll take it. Okay. I'll take it. And thanks.
I have a question. Speaking of Chewy. Sorry, I'm not.
This is a safe place. Go ahead, ask your question.
Refresh my memory on the movie where Chewie visits like the land of where there's a bunch of Chewbaccas. Isn't there a
movie? Oh, are you talking about?
Well, they did the infamous Star Wars Christmas special where we got to see Chewbacca's family.
Yeah, was it that one? They were alive?
They were alive. They were, you know. Solo, in the movie Solo, Chewbacca went and freed some of his people from like this concentration camp style situation that they were being like held, like, you know, as captive and then like slave labor and whatnot. So we saw Chewie, you know, and I think in episode two.
I want to say it was two.
Episode two where like we got to see more.
Well, they went to the planet.
More Wookiees like fighting and stuff like that. So we've seen his cats like quite a few times actually, you know.
I think it's pretty cool seeing, you know, you know, you see Chewbacca and you fall in love with him, but to see like more of his kind, I think that's so awesome. To
there was a scene in, I think it was Attack of the Clones or When the Empire Strikes Back. Attack of the Clones. When Order 66 is in ignition and then Yoda is with Chewbacca in them. Mm-hmm. And then he quickly strikes the stormtroopers behind him.
Yeah.
After they got the order.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited for more of that. So, Order 66, the fact that they're bringing in more of this lore of like the Clone Wars and all that, like how they're introducing like more characters. We just got Boba Fett back. Spoilers. Mm-hmm. Boba Fett is back and he's about to have his own show. So Star Wars is looking good. Star Wars, I think, is in a good place right now. We're going to have more Star Wars. So, you know, I'm excited to see more of that. You want to see more Chewie?
I want to see more Chewie, but I want to see more Rey. I want to see more Rey and I want to see more Finn. Finn becomes a Jedi, right?
Well, I mean, does he? I mean, that's, again, that'd be a cool story to see. Like, what happens next? Like,
What happens to Poe? Like, what is the next venture for Poe? Like, I want to see what happens. And I think that if they made a movie, I would be the first one. I would be there. They would have my money.
For those, any Star Wars or those specific characters? Well, any Star Wars?
I'm newer Star Wars fan. You know, the last recent Star Wars movies that came out. But if Rey, what happens to Rey? What happens to Poe? What happens to Finn? I'm there.
Nice.
They have me.
We got another one, guys.
What happens to Grogu?
I mean, I think everybody wants to know what happens there.
Star Wars is expanding. Three more movies coming out, right? In the next six years?
I mean, I think scheduled probably, yes. Yeah. But I mean, I don't think this franchise is going anywhere. It's hot right now, especially with like the success of The Mandalorian, the Book of Boba Fett coming out. I mean, what else? I mean, I think there might even be talks about some of the other Mandalorian characters coming, like having their own show.
And then who knows what's going to happen with Grogu, you know?
I mean, we haven't seen the last of Grogu, so I don't think we've seen the last of Grogu, but it is going to be interesting to see what happens with the next season of Mandalorian minus
Grogu.
Yeah. You know, because I think they're not going to... I think the next season isn't going to have him really included, you know.
But they need to bring him back. Grogu was like, honestly, he was the character that made me, I mean, of course we had Mando, but Grogu, many people fell in love with Grogu.
Oh, yeah.
People who weren't Star Wars fans
fell
in love with Grogu because he's just so cute.
I mean, you know, you can't go wrong. Nope. It's the ears. It's the ears. But yeah, no, I get you. But I feel you on that. I'm interested to see how they play this next season without him. Because the first two seasons, that's all we knew were.
So you believe he's not going to be in it?
I don't think he's going to be a big part. I'm not going to say he's not going to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he might pop in maybe. Towards
the middle end?
I'm not sure how they're going to do it, but I think that they told that story right now. And they're going to just kind of, you know.
Okay.
So we'll see. But like I said, so I'm going to wrap it up. This has been fun, guys. Thank you for being on the show. Wait.
Real quick.
Oh.
Can you do any impressions, Marty?
I don't think I ever asked you.
I want to hear your Chewbacca.
I don't have a Chewbacca. Like my Chewbacca and my learning how to speak Spanish are probably the same. Like, you know, that's about as good as the Chewbacca's. Do I have any impressions? I'd have to do a voice impression. So let me see here. Since I don't think I can do any voice impressions. I don't. Man.
Can you do Groot?
I am Groot.
That was pretty good.
I'm sorry for what I said. I'm sorry if I offended anybody. I mean, that's easy. No, I can't.
Darth Vader?
Perfect. Any accents or any like...
I don't think I can do an accent. Oh my god. No, I can't do any accents. I'm not about to even try because I don't want to offend anybody. They'd be like, what was that supposed to be? Like, yeah. Crikey! He's angry!
then we drove down there.
Yeah, that, yeah, no, I don't think that's, yeah, I can't do any.
So before we take off, we're all good then?
Okay. We're... Oh, poor Carl. We just said his trigger word. He's okay. Lost all function of okay. His body right now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He's convulsing.
He's gone. We just lost Carl.
He's angry.
Crikey. All right.
We lost it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, so thank you guys for being on the show. Thank you, Carl. Monique, I would like to officially welcome you to the Geek Valley Social Club. You are now a full-fledged member. You have actually been on the show.
Marty, it's been an honor. I've been wanting to be on your show forever, so it's been an honor.
Oh, my God. The honor and the pleasure is all mine. We definitely are going to do this again because I actually like, you know, this is what we do. I love hanging out with you guys. I love you guys, personal friends.
We love you, Marty.
Carl has even more homework to do.
Yeah.
You know, I just we'll do this. I don't know if we're going to wait another 3 months, but at least I want you to at least watch. I don't care what two they are, but try to at least get two more Marvel movies in.
Okay.
And the next, like, let's just say 3 months. I don't know if we'll be back.
At least I recommend Infinity War and Endgame.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we're definitely going to finish WandaVision.
Okay.
By the time, like, you'll have finished that because you're really into that. So, well, we can always talk about that and stuff. But Finn, do you have any last words? Nope. Let's see if we can get Finn in here real quick. Let's see here. Finn the cat, everybody. Finn, you want to say goodbye to the people at home? Huh? Anything? No? All right. All right. He says goodbye. That was Finn, everybody. Our official Geek Valley Social Club mascot.
Kitty cat.
Finn the cat, named after Finn Star Wars.
He's actually named after Star Wars Finn.
So there is definitely, like I said, he's got some geek in him. He's named after, you know, a character from Star Wars. So that is awesome.
Come on, Finn.
Well, guys, thank you for being on the show. It's been a pleasure. I can't wait till we now. Oh, now he wants to interview. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What superpowers would you want to have, Finn, if you could have any superpower? Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's
yeah,
good one.
Seriously. Invisibility? Really? Okay. That's cool. Well, guys, thank you for being on the show. And as always, everybody, thank you for listening.